Blog Talk Radio.
Did I get it off?
There.
Hey there.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Guess you did.
I was wondering if there was a show or not.
Yeah, there's a show. The problem was it wasn't cooperating with Marianne's computer, I don't think.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, if anybody has any suggestions on dumping Blog Talk Radio, please let me know. I'm willing to dump them. So, waiting for Marianne to call in. But anyway, hi, I'm Carrie. That's a Devo Days for Lives. Hope you guys all enjoyed the music. That's the Ride of the Valkyries by Robert Wagner.
So, yeah, I don't think I heard it all the way through.
Yeah.
Nice.
Believe it or not, it's only 4 minutes and 32 seconds. It seemed like it was a lot longer.
Wow.
Yeah. I was thinking it was in the 4 minute range. I figured it would stop soon. So, yeah. That was kind of interesting to listen to.
Yeah, it's a cool song.
It's kind of like Bohemian Rhapsody. It's long, but you love it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a classic. All right. I'm Carrie. I'm at Diva Abdul, and we have Miss Jen here tonight.
Hi, I'm at RXJDK at Twitter.
And Miss Anna.
Hello. I'm at Kazi Hooch on X and on Instagram.
Yeah, and she doesn't answer her DMs on Instagram. I keep sending her videos.
I was just thinking about that today. I'm like, I never think to check my messages on here. And I was thinking, I'm going to shock everyone by actually going in and responding.
Yeah, I mean, it's on my to-do list when you guys want to do it. I probably should start a Diva of Dual Instagram page, but I don't know. Lazy. But I should do it.
Well, you know, we could try like an Apple podcast or something. I don't know.
There she is.
My studio screen, was playing the music. It was counting down, but it didn't have my number on the sign at the side, but I could hear everything. Like, did my call not get hooked in, but yet the show was running? And none of your phone number showed up.
The first 5 minutes was devoted
I called in as the host.
Oh yeah.
And I put everything in that I was supposed to pop up, and that's was my number, because like my number will be there, and then as you guys call in, all the other numbers come under. I don't know.
Technology's evil.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't believe I was doing it, because I've been doing this for like ever. I don't know. Yeah. So you got right in, and your number popped up on the side.
I called in as the host. I saw Anna and Jen win the queue. And I went over and pressed pause on the music, and it worked just fine.
Oh, and that's another thing. The studio was up there, but where you put for the music, I didn't have that little button didn't show up that to stop the music. I couldn't do anything like that, or like the numbers were.
You were logged in as host?
Yes, I called. Yeah, okay. The host number. Yeah.
No, I meant the host.
And I put the pin in, and it said, were now in the, I don't know.
Oh, weird. Oh, well. Happens to everyone.
Well, anyway. This isn't the first time.
Yeah. This is seriously the same technology we saw 13 years ago.
Yep.
It really has not updated at all in 13 years. So I'm ready for a change. I'm fine with changing it.
Yeah.
So
I'm kind of afraid for them to update it, because it'll probably be worse.
So what else is out there?
Can we do it on Spotify, since we have a page there?
I don't know. Like that,
or
I'm
Apple Podcasts?
I don't know.
Well, if I get a chance, I'll look at it too.
We could do our own podcast every week.
Well, that's
what it's
supposed to be, right?
In a way, it is like a podcast. You know how they get on and they talk about different things?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah, like the late night hosts, they all were on there discussing. Yeah.
It's a different vehicle for the same thing. Blog Talk was sort of ahead of the game, and now they've become behind the game.
Way behind.
And then there's Zoom, too, but then... Then you can see. Yeah.
What?
I don't like that.
What?
I said there's Zoom, too.
Yeah.
I already have to Zoom enough for other things.
Yeah, but a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be
I don't know.
That's the thing now.
I'll look into it and see if there's anything.
Yeah.
There.
All right.
Oh, I'm Carrie.
There you go.
Yeah.
Did you want to host Carrie?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I don't remember anything this week, but yeah, I mean, I could try.
Oh.
But
yeah. Well, yeah.
So
I'll, yeah. Go
ahead. Okay. Yeah, it seemed like a lot of people. Oh, I have to laugh. Marianne actually put the word penis in on the show description. So
anatomically correct.
I guess you didn't.
Isn't that what
you're
supposed to tell your kids? You're not supposed to have funny little names for them, right? I was gonna put manhood, and I thought, yeah, that's weird.
You could have put down Matthew Perry or MP or
Magic Penis. Yeah, Magic Penis. Yeah, I should have put Magic Penis instead of just penis.
Yeah.
Crack me up.
I'm like, whoa. Yeah, but I'm trying to read. Okay, so what happened this week? And I see Dimitri's penis getting almost cut off. I'm like, oh,
cut off. I did that real quick. I didn't get home till like after 5. No, closer to 6. So I got it done. I just did it. I probably missed some stuff too, so.
Oh, that was too funny. Yeah, I guess we could start with the magical penis, if you guys want. So, we ended last week. Vivian shot Dimitri in the back while he was threatening Gabby and Stefan. And he's in the hospital. And, like, why is nobody dying on this show? When's the last time somebody died? I mean, do we need Dimitri?
Victor?
I mean, really?
I know what you mean. I get it.
Well, if you want someone to die, just bring Tony or Andre back or whatever. Just bring Tony back. Kill him again. Whatever.
No, don't give him any idea.
Shooting at them. Nobody dies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Dimitri's alive, being shot in the back. Talia and that stupid idiot brother of Sloane survived falling off a building. And we don't need any of these characters. Let them die. Nobody cares.
And they're going to probably kill the ones that we do care about.
Yeah.
That's what happens. Yep.
I mean, unless they're keeping Leo and Dimitri together, what's the point of Dimitri being alive? And Gwen's gone, so what's the point? I mean,
I don't know. And then they
agree,
leave, and 100%. Then Vivian leaves. Yeah, then Vivian leaves. Just when, you know, it's getting good with her.
Yeah, she can go.
Oh, I like Vivian.
Yeah. She's too over the top for me.
No, yeah.
I don't think she was over the top enough this week, the past couple of weeks. I wanted more carnage, chaos, and no one got buried alive. I mean, what the hell?
True.
Well,
yeah.
Halloween hasn't happened yet. You never know.
Oh, hopefully we get a Halloween episode this year. That'd be fun. That'd be cool. Hmm. Okay. All right. So, yeah. So, we the magical penis survived being shot in the back. So, Gwen wasn't too happy with Dimitri this week, and she did pull a scalpel on him and threatened to cut it off. So,
yeah, she got under the covers and just about ready, and guess what? Leo came in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leo.
He cold punked him.
Then she, she did confront Leo, I think, earlier in the week, and I'm upset about they ruined a good friendship.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And she just turned around and left town and came back as Teresa Donovan.
Yeah.
With a blonde wig.
Yeah. Matter of what, a couple seconds. She left and then Gwen left and Teresa came in.
I mean, it was cute the way they did it, but at the same time,
yeah.
too, though, she didn't ditch her Gwen accent enough for me.
Yes, and really, she's really not English. So yeah. It should be hard for her to go back to her regular voice without the accent. But she did kind of, did you notice that too? A little bit of the English accent, yes. I guess she's just so used to that when she's, there.
She is Shane's daughter.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. So, yeah, but Teresa doesn't talk like that. And then also, her hair got a lot longer because Teresa's hair is not that long. different shade of blonde, but I don't know. I think they took away a popular character or a better character and returned one that's not so popular and not as good. I mean, I did like Teresa and Brady together, but I don't know. I liked Gwen better.
I don't know if this will work or not.
Yeah. I mean, like, when you brought Robert Scott Wilson back, we had a break from him.
For a while. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think they should have done that with Emily O'Brien, and especially once they just had Jen Lilly on. Do you just remind everybody what Teresa is like, and then you're throwing in?
I haven't seen those episodes yet. So I was trying to catch up from 3 weeks ago. I saw a week's worth, but not this week. But I agree, because I'm glad to see Emily O'Brien because I really like her, but that is a really odd to have such a close, like, juxtaposition or whatever basis of comparison. I'm glad she's back, but that would make it really hard to step into a character right after somebody else just came and, played their old character for a few weeks. So that would be kind of hard, weird or something. So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's seen it out there, but Jen Lilly, it was kind of confused herself of how they did that. I think she either was misunderstood, or I think this was when Alar was still there. I don't know. I think this was all his doing, because she was supposed to be she's supposed to do all her episodes within the time frame that she could do, but they didn't do that. They didn't.
Yeah.
That was her understanding. She was going to be that whole time as Teresa, okay? And she gave them a time frame, and they, how they shoot so many, and that's what she thought. But no, they kind of split, like, no, you're only doing this many, and then we're bringing in Emily to do the rest. And she was not, she was not too,
she kind of screwed.
She wasn't too happy. Yeah, so I don't know if that decision was made later by, Alar. He more or less came and told her that that's what was happening. She was out, that's what they were doing.
He lies anyway, so who knows?
I don't know if anybody had read any article. I mean, she has. She's talked to different, there's been different things out there about it.
I thought she did a good job when she came back. Teresa's by far not my favorite character, but I thought she did a good job with her short return.
With what she was given, and she was playing the character, right?
What's that?
Yeah. And she was playing the character like we remember.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
She looked great.
So I don't know how Emily will be. I mean, she had a few lines with Brady or something. That was it. And it was over.
No, it'll be fun to watch her ease into the character. Well, I guess not ease in. It's like, bam, here you are.
just weird.
Well, maybe it was something with contracts and with all the stuff that was going on with Alar. I don't know how far. I can't remember how far back. I think they'd already taped these. But anyway, I don't know.
And did you notice? I don't know. It's probably the writers, though. But did you notice a lot of the characters that are leaving or actors or actresses or women?
Yep.
That's what they
that
said
have
in
been
their
leaving.
Original complaint. Like most
they're
of the people
they're all
that
leaving.
Got axed were women.
Mm-hmm. Were women, right.
So that was another one of the sort of complaints of, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
okay, so you're getting like 6 out of 7 of the people that were leaving were by.
Yes. So, well, he's gone, so that's good.
Yep. We still have to see his name in the credits for a while, but.
Ugh. Yeah.
Ugh.
All right. All right.
Yeah, no, I wasn't aware of that. I just saw that. I thought Jen was being very supportive of Emily on Instagram.
Yeah, she wasn't complaining about Emily.
No.
Yeah,
right.
She wished her all the luck and everything. It was just the way the situation was handled, she wasn't happy with. Yeah. But. So.
Yeah, so that was, yeah, I just didn't think that did her any favors. I think they should have given her a break for at least a month before bringing her on as Teresa. I think that was a bit of a fuster cluck. Do you guys remember, wasn't there an actor who got, a character who got recast, like they literally were hugging one actor and then they pulled away and it was a different actor playing the same role?
Oh.
Was that Claire?
In the same scene? Oh, no, I don't remember
yeah,
that.
In the same scene, yeah.
Oh. Was that on Days?
I can't remember. But I
that
I
wasn't
remember.
Belle, was it? Remember that really bad Belle? I don't even
know. Oh, I remember that Belle. Brown dress
really
Belle.
Really bad Belle? Yes. Okay, maybe it was her. I don't know, because she was on and she was off just like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I just remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Yeah, she got fired. Week or two, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Anyway. Okay, so, yes, like you're saying, Vivian leaves town because, and good on Gabby, this Stefan was trying to hide the fact that Vivian was the one who shot Dimitri. She's not even supposed to own a gun anyway, but it does crack me up, and someone put it on Twitter. Her first scene on Days of Her Lives, she was shooting a character in the back and then
she does it again. Oh, and that's how she
leaves
like
30 again. Years later. Yeah. Oh, that was funny. So, but, yes, yeah, so Gabby rats her out to Jada and so Vivian leaves town.
And why didn't Jada arrest her right away? Was she called away? Is that why? You know, she was going to, wasn't, you know, that gave Vivian then a chance to, you know, run away. I couldn't remember, like, what happened there?
I think she was going to contact her probation officer. It wasn't a problem with the shooting. It was a problem with her whole having a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
okay.
They all said, oh, yeah, it was self-defense.
Self-defense.
She was, yeah. So the problem was she was on parole or probation.
And which she could go back to jail. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So at Vivian leave town, we had Gwen leave town. And the thing is, too, I wanted Gwen to leave town with the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up? Mm-hmm. She only took that one check, right? Or she went and did one withdrawal or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not all of it, like Kristen wanted her to do.
Yeah. Yeah. So the one storyline I have no interest in at all whatsoever. So what do you guys think about Belle finding out that Sean cheated on her with Talia?
Well, at least it didn't go on for months.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. In house, yeah.
I don't have any F's to give on that one.
Yeah. So Jada, more or less, yeah. Right?
I mean,
Jada.
For the number of
yeah.
times that she's cheated on him, I'm like, she's going to
have
a whole pass at this point.
Like,
no
why
stock.
Is she so upset when, yeah, didn't she cheat twice? Well, the one time, I guess, was separated from him with EJ. I don't know.
Yeah.
How about the time with Philip? I don't know. I don't remember that.
More
I don't
than
remember
one time
what was going
Philip,
on there.
I think.
Or was it more than one time with Philip? Okay.
I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I think.
I don't know. He was going to tell her. And then it's funny. People, like, watch what you're saying. Because soap operas, there's somebody always walks in behind you. It's so funny. The same thing all the time. And then Marlena getting upset at Talia, you know. Well, you're supposed to be a doctor, Marlena. I know it's your son-in-law, but still.
And if you didn't want to know, you shouldn't have asked.
Right.
I like it when Marlena gets pissed off, though. So I was totally cool with that. Now, Talia, so seriously, F her. I don't care. And I can't buy this girl as a doctor. Because she's doing the baby voice. She has no gravitas. She doesn't have the authority. So she needs to, that needs to work on that. She needs to say, hey, I'm a doctor now. I'm going to act like a doctor. I'm not this, you know, little girl. But she's acting like a little girl. It's not working for me at all. And I think if they're going to keep character, I think she needs to be recast. But like I said, I think she should have died off the side of the building, though, too.
She is
act
leaving,
like
though,
Marcus's daughter, you know?
Are you going to have her pregnant with Sean's baby?
Maybe.
I don't know. I thought she was leaving. Is she not now?
That's what I heard.
That she's leaving. Okay. They're all leaving. All these women, they're all leaving.
Well, maybe
Chloe left?
Keith's gone. Maybe they'll come back.
Yeah. You know, Chloe was growing on me, has been growing on me, too.
I like Chloe.
I kind of like her with Xander now. And it's like, gee, make up your mind who you're going to put these people with. I just like Xander. I like Xander with everybody.
Oh, yeah. He's good with anyone.
I mean, I was actually okay if Xander said, hey, I'm sticking with Chloe. Screw you, Sarah. I want my daughter. I would have been totally on board with that.
That's what Xander
Sarah.
Was saying. Yeah. Wasn't Xander telling Chloe that, though?
Yeah, but I think Chloe, thinks that Xander was Sarah, though.
Which she is right. We know Xander really wants Sarah.
And why should she be second fiddle?
Right.
Why he wants Sarah, I don't know. I think Sarah's better off with Rex and let them two go off and let Chloe stay with Xander. But
I was so excited, and I was texting our friend Doc the other day because I didn't see any spoilers about EJ setting it up to have Rex killed, and I think to get Xander accused of the crime. And I was texting her, I was like so excited, like, oh, this is a great plot twist. And they fucking didn't kill Rex.
No, Xander was going to be killed and Rex was going to be framed for it.
He was going to be framed for it, and Xander was supposed to be killed.
Either way, I would have been fine with it.
And then
EJ came
to stop it.
He came to stop it. And during that time, the hit came out to when he stopped it. Everybody was in London. They rescued everybody. Everybody came back to London, from London, to Salem.
Wasn't that a flight?
That's a hell of a flight. and then EJ went and stopped the hit. That all happened in like an hour.
Yes. And Susan's alive.
Yep.
Anybody want to talk about how Susan got rescued?
Oh, they prayed.
Yep.
That, and So see, prayer does work. But Susan, she said, he said that they're in these big, heavy chains. Like, how are we going to get out of there? Because Edmund's holding a gun on Tripp and Rafe.
I don't like what they did to Edmund.
Yeah, made him kind of psycho, go off the deep end.
Yeah, I mean, he was quirky, but he was a nice guy.
Yeah. And she left, I guess I forgot about him because I always keep thinking Roger.
Yeah.
Then she was with Roger. Yeah, I forgot about him, you know, first she was with him. But anyway, they prayed and all of a sudden that chain just broke. And Hera saves the day. I guess, I don't know. What happened to Edmund? Oh, did somebody come and arrest him? Oh,
I think so,
Yeah, and I guess the story was when Susan got out of the car, this man or somebody, men or two men or one man, delivered her to Edmund, but we just don't know who that is. Or is that just supposed to be just somebody? Do you think that is going to come into play or no?
I think that's going to come into play later.
Oh, okay. Or was it just some random person and then we're supposed to forget about it? So I don't know. I don't know who it would be. But anyway, that's kind of how Susan was rescued and then came back. And then, of course, EJ found out, and that's why he had to run and call off the hit. So
my question is, why would he set his son's uncle up to take the rap?
Wait, say that again? Who's EJ?
Yeah. Rex is Johnny's uncle. Johnny and Sydney's uncle.
Oh, okay. So I had to stop and think. Like, okay, how? That's right, Roman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he doesn't think of those things. He's probably confused himself. Well,
probably.
How are we? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember Rex and Johnny ever interacting ever.
Like, you know what? Totally, I don't think they did.
Yeah.
So I guess we're going to get a Harris and Ava thing. Is she supposed to stay? Is she back for good? I think, because I think he is.
Ugh, those two are fast forward. I wouldn't mind Steve Burton sticking around, but
He can stay
with anyone. Ava with anybody, I just had it fast forward to that part.
I was sick of them on General Hospital.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of his. I don't know why.
He's okay. I mean, he's not all that great, but he's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciated the view, you know. Ava's given Ava some looks at his abs, and I'm like, hey, go for it, Ava.
Yeah.
So I was looking through the next 2 weeks of spoilers. I really didn't see anything about either one of them. But we have a Lucas spoiler there, which is kind of interesting.
Ooh. Is he finally
Is he back?
There was somebody's visiting with him. Oh, crap. I have to go find it.
Oh, because he hasn't been on in a long time.
Chad checks in with a supportive Lucas. That's for the week of the 16th.
Supportive for what? Yes, I'm trying to think.
I don't know.
Chad,
Lucas.
That makes me happy.
Where's the connection?
Lucas. I don't know. The only other spoilers is that I guess people were pushing Chad and Stephanie to get married, but that week, spoilers, though, he decided to stay away from Stephanie. I'm not sure what's going on with that. So I'm not sure what he needs Lucas for.
Did you see, is Abigail coming back? Is Abby coming back?
No.
I saw that. Yeah, you know that. Didn't you know that was going to happen? But I don't know if it's just as a ghost. It might be just the ghost again. Maybe telling him it's okay to marry Stephanie. I don't know.
Maybe
but I heard
for
she's
Halloween?
Supposed to be back. Could be.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Temporary? I don't know. But I don't like Stephanie and Chad. I don't.
No.
You know what? Don't like them together. I don't know.
They are boring as fuck. Absolutely.
Yes.
Freaking boring as hell.
Yep.
Like, Chad needs to be with a strong woman. Like, I actually only liked him really with Kate Mancy. He was terrible with Marcy Miller, and she's bland to begin with. And this girl's cute, but she's bland too. And they domesticated him too soon, like I've complained to you guys. He kept shoving the damn kids at her. It's like she's not trying out to be their nanny or their stepmom. Stop doing that. So, and the writing was bad to begin with, but they just don't have the chemistry. And I actually, geez, he made me like her with Alex, for crying out loud. And I didn't like that either.
I do like her better with Alex, but, yeah.
I like Alex better with Gwen.
And I think then we're going to have Alex and Teresa, but then there was also Alex and Gwen at one point.
Yeah.
Which I didn't like that, but maybe, I don't know. I could see Alex and the other Teresa, but I'm still going to have Gwen in my head. I don't know. Maybe not. So, but now with Robert Scott Wilson, I've kind of forgot about Ben. And I mean, just a kind of little bit different version of Alex. But, yeah, I've kind of forgot about how Ben is. So it kind of worked, I guess.
Yeah, and I can say, though, I mean, I've seen it on Twitter, too, so I'm not the one who feels this way. I don't like how these legacy characters that we've been watching since the 90s just got basically disinherited because Ron really likes Robert Scott Wilson. And to me, the heir should have been Philip or Brady. Like, even Xander, I guess you could put Xander, even though he was a nephew we didn't hear about till a few years ago. But, I mean, we saw Philip on the show with Vivian carrying him. You know, we saw Brady born on the show. You know, they've been dealing with Victor for decades, and they ruined the whole Alex and Justin.
Alex was born on the show, too.
Yeah.
A different Alex,
Yeah, but as a great nephew. So, you know, I don't like taking a live character's son away from him to give it to a character that's not coming back.
Me off.
Yeah. But but do you think it's going to be Xander in the long run? I still think it's going to be Xander.
That's the rumor I hear.
It's not Alex. It's Xander. Cause
Teresa switched
Teresa messed with the will. Change the name.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what I've been hearing, but who knows? But still, then it goes. But what did Brady get? Did he get anything? They said, you know, about Beau's medical care, and there was a trust fund for Philip. Did I hear anything for Brady? And Justin didn't get anything either.
Uh-uh.
And those two were the ones that were probably closer than any of them.
Yeah.
Justin and Brady.
Yeah. He supposedly raised Justin when his parents died.
Yeah, I know he was close to Justin, yeah. Probably Justin the longest, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ron probably, he does like Robert Scott Wilson, so.
I didn't say, though, but make the heir the new, like, Victor Jr. type. If, you know what I mean? Like, if they're going to turn him into a Victor type character, I think Philip or maybe Jake Count Johnson's Philip. I don't think not that this other guy is Philip. He's too goofy. Or even.
They tried,
yeah.
Yeah.
He is kind of goofy.
Yeah. They tried that on One Life to Live, making Rex like Quinn, and it did not work.
Yeah, it just, yeah, I mean, like Jake Kenneth Johnson, you can get a little intimidated by him, but not with, yeah, not with him. So I don't like the storyline. I don't know, maybe it'll work at the end. But I'm also tired, too, because, you know, we've seen this with Damaris. There's absolutely no reason at all why Tony shouldn't be the head of the family. Do you want to make him go down a little bit of a Stefano path? Whatever, that's fine. But there's a lot to be said for having an older man be the true patriarch of the family. But Dace for decades has been trying to push guys in their 20s. And I'm sorry, even back when it was James Scott and playing EJ, still, though, there was a little deference towards Tony. EJ was still intimidated by Tony a bit. So I think, and that's, you know, like, even when Chad was head of Demira, who the hell was afraid of Chad Demira?
I mean, Chad Demira is not a Demira. I still don't believe it. I still believe that's Stefano's kid. Yeah, I agree.
You can't make – it doesn't happen in anybody's family that the 20-year-olds, or I guess now the 30-year-olds, are the head of the family.
No.
Sorry, you're not. In some cases, you're still a grandchild. You know, it doesn't work. Maybe it would be interesting. Let Justin try to be the head of the family for a change. And see how that affects his relationship with Bonnie and Sonny and Alex.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a boomer. He should,
And while we can start
that
it off.
Yeah, get those boomers up there.
Yeah.
Something to be said for us boomers. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the whole Demir, have you noticed the Demiras aren't even the Demiras? Like, where's the story with the Demiras? No. It's like nothing. What do we got? Stefan and EJ. And they're not even fighting.
No.
They're not even in each other's orbit. No. It's just kind of gotten away. Gotten all messed up.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a bunch of recasts and then Demiras. Mm-hmm. We've recasted Kristen, recasted EJ, recasted Stefan, and
And Chaz. Yeah.
I mean, geez, Kristen couldn't even kill Dimitri. I mean, are we supposed to be intimidated by her now? She couldn't hold her
trigger. Yeah, she's getting weak, isn't she?
Tail needs to play Andre and Tony.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Andre's still dead. I mean, he's about the only one they haven't resurrected yet.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody else has seemed to have come back from that... From
Break
whatever,
down.
The dead or whatever. Yeah. From that room, remember that Kristen had or whatever with all the initials on it?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Yeah, unless we don't bring back Avis Charlie again for frickin' Halloween. He needs to stay dead and not resurrected ever again.
Maybe for Halloween.
No, not even for that.
No.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they won't even do anything for Halloween. I don't know. It's writers.
Okay, so we established, that no one cares about Belle, Sean, and Talia. Right?
No.
Nope.
we did have some Kate this week, Anna. I don't know if you saw any of the Kate scenes.
No, I didn't see any of them this week. I was trying to start back from when I was behind, and I got like a week's worth in, but I didn't get to this week. So, no, somebody else will have to do the Kate report this time.
Yeah, Kate wasn't happy that she lost a granddaughter this week.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
She was told or she found out about Victoria not being Rex's.
I think Rex told them.
Okay.
No. Yeah, so and she wasn't happy because she feels Sarah is putting Rex's life in danger by having him involved with basically this custody dispute between her and Xander. And, yeah, she was almost correct because Rex
correct,
it,
yeah.
You know, it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine this happening in real life? And I'm sure it does, but like, you know, telling everybody, hey, we're having a baby, hey, we're getting married, oh, by the way, that's not really my kid. Like, all in the course of like 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, speaking of Alex, he decides mm-hmm. he's going to be the CEO of Titan, and Maggie wasn't happy about it. She thought she was going back to work, and he decides to take over.
Yeah, so he thinks everything, what it said in the will or something, he said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how he explained it, but. Yeah, Maggie was not happy. That wasn't.
You know, it's hard to feel sorry for the way she treated him, as opposed to Xander.
Oh yeah, she likes Xander. Xander's her. Yeah, Xander's her pet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder how Xander's gonna react when he finds out Maggie knew that was his daughter. Never told him.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She did know.
That's not going to be funny.
For a while. Yeah.
Hmm. Well, is there anything else we didn't cover? I'm trying to think of any of the other characters. Oh, is Dick Van Dyke done with the show now? Was that the end of it?
I don't know. It's weird. Is that the end of it? Or remember how we were saying there might be a storyline where it was all fake?
Uh-huh.
You know, he was trying to get money. It was a hoax. I heard that was supposed to be. Yeah. That somebody was just trying to get money or something. But he hasn't been on for a while, and they haven't even mentioned him.
Yeah.
So if it did, it kind of ended abruptly. Like, where is he at? Is he staying with John and Marlena? We haven't seen John, though, for a while either. We've seen Marlena.
Right.
But I don't think we've seen John and even Stephen Kayla. We haven't seen too much. Oh, and Brady and Teresa are back, and I guess they're supposed to be bringing Tate back. So I guess he's going to be on next week, Tate. And then somehow Holly appears too, right, next week?
Yeah.
How old is she going to be?
How are they, like 17, 18, would you say?
Yeah.
Like still high school?
Older. Yeah.
Like older teen? I don't know. Any other? Oh, then do we have Eric? Did we have any? I haven't seen Eric and Sloan, right?
No.
Nope. I haven't seen
too much of them. And a little bit, not too much of Nicole. Yeah, that whole
mm-mm.
secret's got to still come out. We still that's another one. Oh.
Yeah, I thought maybe that would come out if EJ would have gotten busted for trying to get Xander killed. But, oh, yeah, we didn't talk about that. Yeah, so Xander wanted to call the cops on EJ, and then EJ blackmailed him with something. I can't remember what it was.
Like he'd never see his daughter?
Because
he did kidnap Susan.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that was it. But
so what did you think of the lineup for Day of Days?
Yeah.
Not much of anything, huh? It's all, do you notice a lot, it's all the new ones, mostly?
Yeah.
Newer ones?
Yeah.
There's not very many vets there at all. Deidre and Drake, and like Mary Beth isn't there, Greg Vaughn's not there, Lauren Coslow's not there, Teo and Leanne aren't there.
About Wally, is he
Ari's there? Ari's not there. Wally's there. Oh, Judy Evans isn't there. At least, I mean, I saw the ones that they, unless they add some more, but she wasn't there. Yeah.
That's terrible.
I didn't even see Sloan either. No one plays Sloan, yeah. Well, I think a lot what happened is they switched the dates.
Yeah.
I don't know why they made it October 21st. It was always around, first of all,
November.
It was the first weekend of November there for, I think, one or two years, and then they made it to the second week in November. And it's been like that forever because it coincides around the time the days premiered. And I think what happens is some of those plans, you know what I mean? They already had plans for the end of October.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah, Ari and Sean Christian, they're doing a Starstruck fan event or something, I think, or we're booked for that or something. Yeah, I think other ones have other things going on. I don't blame them. Yeah. And some don't even get invited, so
I don't know.
It's crazy, yeah. I don't know. I don't know who's in charge of it, but. And then it's weird because you have to register. So I don't know what that's all about. So if you don't, so does that mean they're going to tell you you can't go if they get too many? I don't know the point of registering. Because it used to be whoever came, you just, you know, took your chance in line.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand that either. Oh, well.
Yeah, I remember looking through it, and I'm like, well, that's not many people. And I'm like, I don't care about any of these actors, to be honest with you. I haven't gone, but it's like I want to see Ari and Greg Vaughn and Teo and Leanne and, you know, Lauren.
Those are the big draws.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
that's
the
people
who
come to see.
Decade. I'm sorry,
uh-huh.
But I don't think people want to see Talia or Jada or the new Stephanie. I mean, they don't
Stephanie.
Even have fan base. Yeah.
Yeah, Lee Shin. I mean, the guy that played, you know, and Wendy and, you know. Look how young, how most, if you go and look, it's a lot of youth there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it wasn't the same person who's always been running it. So, because, I don't know if you guys heard, when another problem with Albert Alvar, I think he kind of got rid of the PR person that we were dealing with. So this is a totally new person. And I just randomly, out of the blue, got an email about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, they just wanted me basically just to put the info out about Day of Days. And I asked them, I said, well, are you guys doing the media, you know, questions, you know, when you guys do all the interviews and stuff, and no one responded to me.
Jeez.
So I don't know what's going on.
So you don't even know if they're doing press?
I thought said, are we invited to do press? And no one responded.
I know. Tony's doing it again. I mean, it's MC. But,
he always does it. So it's not,
yeah, he's good. Yeah, he's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's been other years that was that one guy that had no concept of what the soaps were. This was way back years ago. But, I don't know. It's just different. Well, it's a different place now, too.
Oh, is it? I didn't even catch that part.
Yeah, well, it was last year when Peacock took over. It's called Peacock Place. It's that Xbox It's like a big entertainment center in L.A. It's in, like, downtown. It's in L.A. It's not in Burbank. You know, it's not Universal. So that's another whole new, it's in a new area, a new place. So,
I don't understand the restaurant either. That does, I don't know if they just want people's personal information, if they just want your phone number, email address, or what, and so they can, you know, keep sending you stuff. I understand, because have Peacock accounts anyway, so, and they really don't send anything about Dave through the Peacock emails. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Or maybe they just want an idea of how many will be there to plan better. Maybe, because, you know, before they never know how many's going to be there.
Right. And the thing is, though, too,
that
I'm sure
be.
A lot of people were planning to come, you know, the first weekend or second weekend of November.
Yeah.
You know.
The people that come every year and the people that work and they have to put in their vacations, that's what they do. You know, people that do that. Right. Or they plan, or different people plan around it, you know.
Yeah.
So.
And they got to get vacations approved.
Yes. Yeah. And now, usually it was like, last year they gave 3 weeks notice. 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Now, this year was a little sooner, but still. And then they dropped the whole new date 3 weeks earlier. Earlier.
This is my advice. They should at least give everybody 2 months' notice. Say, hey, save the date.
At least.
Yep.
Yeah, just say, save the date.
For next year.
Right.
Yes.
What's that going to hurt? Because you have to plan it anyway, so they're not doing it on the spur of the moment. You need to book the location and kick the catering and, you know, everybody's going to be helping out for that day, and you need to get all the talent there. So you're not doing it in 3 weeks anyway. So, you know, what's the harm to plan it a few months in advance?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my boss at work.
A lot of people.
Yeah, like last month or two told us when the Christmas party date is. And she's already wrapping the gifts up. So she's planned this, a Christmas party out 4 or 5 months in advance. So I don't understand why Peacock can't at least give us a date.
I was hoping Peacock be a little bit more organized than Days. You know, back in Days was never organized. Never.
No. Yeah.
It was never run right.
They should get the Bravo people who do BravoCon. I'm sure it's going to be better this year because it's going to be in Vegas and not New York City. But I guess BravoCon has been, fantastic. And all the Bravo shows are, almost all of them are represented. So we're talking multiple casts and events and games. From all the shows. Like, it's all the Housewives shows and some of the other ones, like Flow Deck and all that. But that's a whole weekend event, and it's well attended, and I think it's sold out. It's like, why don't you get the BravoCon people to run something for Days? I think it'd be great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or like Comic Con or Shore Leave. They knew what they were doing.
Yeah. Because I might have went last year if I would have had more than 3 weeks' notice.
Yeah.
I can't do that. Oh, well.
I mean, it's not just calling off work you have to get a flight. You got to have a place to stay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's across the country. I guess, it's like, geez.
Not everybody's in L.A. Sorry.
Nope.
Well, and you do hear people all over the country complaining, why is it always in L.A.? Well, I'm sure it's the convenience for the actor.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're not going to fly them, like different places every year, which is what they could do if they had money, do it in the Midwest 1 year, do it in the South, do it in the East. Then more people can come, but the diehards will come from wherever. So
that's true.
Right. All right. Yeah. Well, it's time to say goodnight, everybody.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, it is.
Good night, ladies. Enjoy your football tomorrow.
Oh,
yeah, hopefully.
I don't know.
Uh-oh. Not good?
I couldn't watch, last week. That was a freaking disaster.
Yeah. See who shows up tomorrow.
But hey, it's hockey season, too. Let's go Pens. For the Steelers.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's hockey starting.
Yeah.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Okay,
good night.
Good night. Bye.